Now, just take us through what happened yesterday morning, because you obviously worried. Just take us through how it all began.
Yeah, well, yesterday morning, I suppose, it must have been, about sort of 10 to 7 time. And I was in the garden, as I do, messing about in the garden with washing and things. And I could hear this crying noise, which I sort of thought, what the hell is that? And carried on with me washing. And then I still heard the crying, so I came out into the road to see if I could see anything in the road, and walked up and down the road, and was looking under several cars and everything. And there was a little paper boy out here too. He'll know who he is, whoever you are. And he sort of stopped too and helped me, to look for the cat. And we were looking under cars and things, couldn't see anything. And I walked down the road a bit further and sort of, looked up here to this roof. And of course, there was this cat, sort of clearly stressed out. And it sort of stressed me out too, really, just to see him, because I'm a great animal lover. And
he was, clearly in trouble and not able to get down, as far as you could tell.
No, you could see. I could tell, automatically. And I sort of stood here for a little while, and then I went, I went back indoors, and hoped he would just come down, on it with his own will. And he didn't, and came back out into the road, and a young lad from, I think he lived up in Buller Road, but I don't know the lad's name. There again, whoever you are, he kindly was walking past with his dogs. And he also came back with a ladder, and put it up the house. And he had several attempts to get the cat down. And I think if the cat had have gone to him, he could have clearly have got the cat. But I think by which time the cat was so afraid.
And the cat was right near the edge, was it? Near the gutter?
As soon as the lad got his ladder up, the cat was just afraid and,
So then, it was, you thought, what next?
That's it. What's next? So, of course, then the fire brigade. I rang the fire brigade and, then they come here and to take the cat down. And we got the cat safely down.
Now, they did it wonderfully, didn't they? Explain how they did it.
Definitely. Oh, I think there was about 5 or 6, they came and with fire engine, took the ladders off, put the ladders up the side of the house and went up and, rescued him.
Now, what happened to the cat?
He just ran away. Never saw no more of the cat. But he looked pretty healthy, once he come down, he was gone. Obviously, I think a bit traumatised, but... Yeah.
So all's well that ends well.
All's well as well, yeah.
And what type of cat was he? Did you catch sight of him?
Well, like a tabby cat. I would say it was quite a young cat, and he had a blue collar on. So, if anybody has a blue tabby with a blue collar...
Now, look,
watch this space.
When you heard that basically 5 fire crews have been called out... Potentially more than 20 firefighters. Well, what do you make of that?
Well, I didn't realise it, obviously, until this morning. I was shocked, obviously, and, I shouldn't laugh, really, but, what a funny story, really,
Fire crews from Bury St Edmunds, yes. A turntable ladder from Bury St Edmunds, a crew from Felixstowe, yes. One from Leyston, yes. One from Bungay.
I know. I'm speechless, really. Utterly speechless. I don't know what to say, but had no idea. Really.